Okay, we are recording.
Okay, so welcome to the June Board of Directors meeting. So let's get started. President's report, nothing's changing. We have the courage Friday meeting topic. I'm not sure what it is yet. And I know in 2 weeks from Friday is going to be a planning meeting, so we're going to need to see the topic. And that's where we're at right now. No vice president, no choice.
Malfi issue. She submitted her report.
Yeah, and it's a Malfi's report. So, Malfi, any additional reports?
Do you have any questions?
No.
Oh, the only thing is like what we really are low down on membership, but we've had that issue ongoing.
Yeah. Is it possible to suspend the meetup since we are not meeting any, you know? We don't have any live meetings.
I would say at this point that might not be a bad idea.
On the other hand, Meetup did say the same thing for virtual meetings, and in theory, it will get us people from out of the area. Problem is, we don't really have the publicity getting us there.
Okay.
Well, we get people signing up on Meetup, coming from New York and foreign countries, but they don't come. So you're getting your virtual people, but they're not even attending. I mean, it's just the same as before.
They're not joining either, are they?
Yeah, it's just the same as before. They don't come. They don't join in the meeting, and it's a virtual meeting now. So. It's an online meeting.
Yeah, because it is pandemic. Is your next past president, send the
current
report.
Yeah.
And I know Mike sent
his staff report. Yeah. Okay, so I'm not going to pick up any mail. I did return to work on the 27th of April, so I am at this point not getting the extra $600 from the state, but on the other hand, I have a job. On the third hand, the hours are going down again. So, but I think the economic fallout of this thing is going to be worse than the medical fallout. Now I noticed we didn't accept the minutes from March 31st.
Okay, we can still do that.
Okay.
We accept the minutes from March 31st. Much for getting a response.
I have a feeling it got sent to my old email address. I've not been able to access it for about 2 months.
Okay, so we need to update your email address from the system, Malfi?
Yeah, please.
Down. It was kind of new business just because it's something that isn't done. And I'll make a note, email, but Mike separately from that. unless, John, unless you're able to do that. Looks like something's going on with it. I'll be on to your telephone. So, yeah, I guess the phone
is picking up audio from what I can see, but you may have stepped away from the phone for
a minute. Okay. Okay, so do you want to accept the May 31st? Yes,
March.
March 31st.
Move to accept March 31st minutes.
So moved.
Okay. I'll second that.
No call for a vote for me.
Accepted.
Are you able to update Austin on the mail address?
Wendy, I'm going to call you on. There's a motion on the floor at the moment. We need to solve that first. Either call for a vote or ask for acceptance without objection.
Acceptance without objection since it's made March 31st before.
Yeah, I think that's what we have at this point.
Hearing no objection, I'd say it's accepted. Yep.
Okay.
Accepted since this is March meeting.
Now okay. You can go back there and ask John about the email update.
John?
John.
Yeah, I'm here.
Can you, are you able to update Malfi's email address?
Let me take notes. All right, what, Marcy, what's his email address?
It's, you must have got, a treasurer's report.
I'm sorry, you're going to have to spell that. I can hardly hear you.
I said, you must have got my treasurer's report. That's the email I would like you to put in.
Okay. If that's the case, let me go look for it.
It's maltiblues@yahoo.com.
Okay, yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Okay, I'll update that after the meeting.
Okay, so as of March, Mike was still listed as the APCG rep, and in his email, he put forward his TCF report. Okay, Finance Committee, I'm presuming, is just like non-existent right now.
Because
right now, we also don't have a vice president. Facilities such as they are.
John.
John.
I haven't been there in a couple of months, so I have no idea what is or isn't.
No contact with Dan. Dan has had no problems with us.
That's very true.
No.
Maybe the problem is we didn't attend.
And the question is going to be, as things open up, when, if and when we will be able to go back to the squad. And that's something...
That's kind of up to Dan.
Yeah. Well, there are two issues. One is when it's open for us to do it, and two is whether our people feel safe doing it. And as far as I'm concerned, this whole thing is more political than medical. But that's me. Anyway, let's see, membership. We don't really have a membership committee anymore.
What was in here?
Same thing for newsletter committee. The publicity.
Hey, what was publicity?
No, nothing to report.
Okay, vendor liaison.
Right now everything is post-wet, so it's liaison.
Okay. Dorian. Webmaster, the Mac is still continuing to work on the site. Okay. And that should be the end of the standing committee. So, should I move to accept the standing committee report?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm moving. Okay. So the next thing you do is you ask for discussion or a vote.
Okay, so what shall we vote on accepting the
standing committee report?
Aye.
Why am I getting this bad audio? I mean, it's not very clear. Is that, or am I doing something wrong?
I'll be honest, it's probably the fact that Wendy and I are going to rent this microphone because we're all three in the same room.
I didn't get that. I didn't catch it.
Brenda, Wendy, and I are all in the same room. I've just unmuted. Normally, I'm running muted because if we have multiple microphones going in here, we get a lot of feedback.
Okay, because I could hear you clearly now.
Yeah, I'm unmuted at the moment.
Okay.
But normally, I just stay in the background and try to project well enough for Brenda's mic to pick it up.
Okay.
Okay, next we have the SIG reports. Okay, I'm going to turn off my microphone and just see who's supposed to be the first one.
Computerized investing.
I haven't seen a report from.
I did. It's in the email. It's a couple weeks ago.
Okay. So we got their report, which we obviously just cut and pasted in.
Okay. Something is wrong with this. I even have to turn this completely off. You got your audio on?
Yeah, I got my audio on.
Okay. Hopefully this is going to work. Okay. So
I'm hearing you clearly.
Okay, so first is going to be computerized investing was sent under separate cover.
Okay, computerized investing was sent under separate cover. Java was sent under separate cover.
There's been no contact from Greg and his gamers.
And yeah, there's no contact at all from Greg and his gamers. The next one is Dave or you?
So, following is the main meeting. Okay, so the main meeting, our April meeting, looked at online video conferencing systems in the light of the COVID epidemic. And the May meeting looked at email security. We had about six people on the May meeting, and we had a bit of issue with Amazon trying to share video. Do we have a topic in June? If we don't, we're going to have to come up with it.
As far as I know, we don't have a topic for June. Yeah, this is that's it. Yeah. Okay. Does anybody have a topic for Friday, or can come up with ideas for topics?
I can do my one that I did on. Oh, that's me. I can do one that I did for the for my meeting.
And I have it all the way up, Brenda. There's nothing I can do about it. What did you suggest again, Dave? Because Brenda didn't hear you.
I can do my meeting,
the meeting that I gave last month.
Yeah, he's talking again from last month.
Okay, so you're looking at possibly nothing else, it's something. Let's call it that and be done at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay. Mobile devices. I'm not sure it's going to probably just be around that. And we've got the web browsers. Dave, what are you doing for web browsers in June, or do you have any idea?
Dave, what are you doing for web browsers in June, or do you have any idea?
I don't know, probably continuation of what I did. Because I've added more. Same format, same stuff. There's just more items in it. usually get much better attendance at a meeting than what I get at my own meeting. But that's when the SARS are coming.
So Wendy, that's just, you know, we're doing tech coffees and planning meetings. We pretty much have everything we need on the,
you know, for the rest of the
sitting course.
Yeah.
So next thing is, we'll move to accept the SIG reports.
Okay, move to accept the SIG. Any objections?
Move to accept.
Second.
So I guess we're all in agreement to accept it. Bingo, any objections? Bingo, no objections. It's accepted. The report, SIG reports are accepted. Any old business that needs to be discussed?
Okay, so I'm still carrying on from a couple months ago or
months. Yeah, I need school purchasing the pet school signs and food and purchasing HMI VPA lander again for the year at the job of
Okay.
Bottle next because anyway I'm going at it.
Okay. Wendy, mute. Brenda.
Yeah, I'm muted. Okay, I don't know if I'm working. Okay.
That's good so, now.
Okay. So Wendy still does not have a club credit card. I know there have been a couple of attempts to try to get it for her and there have been some issues. Do you remember what the issues were?
No, I don't have. If I have a chance, I'll have to send one.
Okay.
Might
have a Gmail address. Okay. So Wendy's going to contact the bank to find out what the issues are on that. Okay. So once we return to meeting at the squad, we're going to need to purchase step stool. That's still on old business because we haven't done it. When we return to Drew, we will need to purchase the pedestal signs, presuming that's okay with the physical plant there. Again, that will be done once Wendy has credit card, club credit card, and we are back at Drew. And the same thing with the HDMI to VGA adapter for JavaSig. That's what I have on old business. Does anyone else have old business?
I think we can postpone the Drew University thing till September, or maybe, yeah, I think so. I have a feeling we are not going to meet in September. I mean, the schools are not going to meet in September. It's going to be all virtual.
Are there any more topics?
No.
They're working through things here. Brenda's having some audio difficulties at the moment. Any new business?
I don't think so.
Has anybody contacted Dan relevant to meetings or future meetings?
Haven't really heard anything from him about future meetings yet. Last communications I was involved with him was when we put up a sign for, I think it was the April meeting, as the shutdown was just really getting going.
Okay, I'll email him and see if we have any lead time on when we can get some meetings back at the SPRS.
Well, we did that ourselves, saying that we wouldn't be coming. Dan Dan may have asked us afterwards, but we'd already said that we weren't coming. And we haven't done anything after that.
I understand that. I certainly don't want to step on his toes, so I'll ask and get permission.
Yeah, that's all we have to do is notify him.
Well, I imagine if the schools aren't in session, we're probably not going to be there either. I mean, if the schools aren't going to school.
Oh, I think even the kids' school, they're going to have staggered, you know. Not all of them are going to be in together. This is for the really young kids.
Brenda, do you want to try this set? Okay. Okay. So, John, you'll check with Dan as to what we need to do when we are ready to go back to meeting.
Are we going to meet in July? Usually we don't in July and August.
Other meetings occur, but yeah. I'm writing the email right now.
Okay.
So generally this would be the last board meeting until the board meeting for September.
Yeah.
And main meeting will be on hiatus till September. After the planning meeting, Tech Talk is on hiatus until September.
Okay.
And the other SIGs as they see fit. Which, with the current situation, is generally going to be online. I think they continue, but again, as I said, other SIGs, their discretion.
If we're planning to do that,
John, then yeah, we need to let Dan know, but at this point, they're doing Zoom.
Okay, I've queried him. Hopefully we can start using that by the fall.
Yeah. They do have a summer session, I believe. But at this point going forward, it looks like Mike is figuring on online for now.
And
last year, you have a total of 8 people on the board of directors.
Okay. Malty, following up on your question about how many elected members of the board there are, there's currently 8.
8. So usually you require 2/3.
There are 3 directors' positions vacant, and the vice presidency is vacant. Brenda, you said that you were reading direct from the bylaws when you said it took 6 for the quorum?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, see, the bylaws state the 6 number.
I just wondered if we should do it with 5 and not worry about getting 6, because we don't have all of them filled, right?
You would have to at least change the bylaws.
We would have to change the bylaws to do that. That can't be done before December.
Okay.
Because the bylaws changes would have to be done with notice at the annual meeting.
All right.
That would be what we'd have to do to be able to make that change.
I think that's a technicality, and I understand the situation, but given the situation we're in, where we have to meet essentially by long distance, we could probably let a lot of that slide. Again, that's just my opinion. It's not a legal opinion.
Yeah.
Hi, Brenda.
Well, that's what I feel, too.
You don't have a microphone.
You have to get closer, Wendy, to a microphone.
Brenda.
I mean Brenda.
I can bring my mic back up.
But I gotta have my mic open.
Okay.
And so does Frank have his mic open.
Okay, now
I'm going to mute.
Okay, so okay, so what I missed entirely was, okay, John said something in response to the number of board members we have.
Yeah. He said that maybe we override the classic people. That's what I would like.
In order to lower the number of people we would need for quorum, we need to do that by changing the bylaws, which has to be done at the annual meeting, and we need to have quorum in order to do that, quorum of the whole in order to do that, which anymore is pretty much the same quorum as quorum for the board because we have so few members. So. It's becoming a bit of a catch 22. And what we may need to do is at some point put together a committee of the whole and discuss what we need to do going forward. So what else? What's up next, Chris? Anything else for new business?
What announcements?
Any announcements? No announcements?
Well, the only announcement I have is I'm doing the t-shirts.
Yeah, the only announcement Brenda has is she's doing the t-shirts.
Well, I've got a bunch of COVID fatigue t-shirt designs.
Brenda, you might want to repost the thing you put in chat because the late arrivals never see
it. Yep, I'm going to do that. but I needed to basically get my mouse to work.
Because this mouse has a tendency of just not doing what it needs to do.
A mechanical brain fart. Like I've been having all day today.
Okay. So I should have posted that link again in the chat session. And that's my latest thing.
Do we adjourn now?
I have about a dozen different designs at this point, and if anyone wants, I am selling. That's my big announcement.
You have no microphone, Frank.
Move to adjourn.
Second
from Brenda.
Third.
With that, I will recording.